Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1635, Charles Davidson.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district and a C1 general commercial district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying in Broadkill 100, Sussex County. The land lying south of Route 9, 2,750 feet west of Route 258, also known as Hudson Road, and to be located on 6 acres more or less. For the benefit of the record, we have received, or did receive, on February 27th, an exhibit booklet. The title of the landowner's names and provides for a project team list, a boundary line survey, a rezoning plat qualification of Mr. Davidson, an application or a copy of the application, a survey deed, references to commercial properties, references to rezoning, traffic impact study, a support facilities report, plus application letter, a letter of exemption from plus, and a series of maps and aerial photographs. That is a part of the record. From the Department of Transportation, we have received a support facility report making reference to Route 9 from Harbison, or Route 5 at Harbison to the stoplight at Dairy Farm Road. And they recommended that a traffic impact study be performed. We received a letter from DLDOT dated December 28th of 2006, making reference to this site and application, that they have met with the applicants to discuss their plans for the project and our recommendation regarding the need for a traffic impact study. During that meeting, the applicant agreed to the placement of deed restrictions on their property. Deed restrictions would prohibit the following uses of the property: a retail bakery, a bank, a delicatessen, filling station, fast food, and high turnover sit-down restaurant, convenience store, and pharmacy. Based on these restrictions, a traffic impact study will not be needed. However, because of the proposed change of zoning and expanded use, the applicant will need to apply for a letter of no objection through our subdivision section to determine any necessary off-site improvements. After the letter of no objection is issued, the applicant will need to apply for entrance plan approval through the subdivision section. From the Sussex Conservation District, in the form of a memorandum dated March 9th of 2009, we are advised that there are two soil types on this property, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation after completion of construction, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected, and that it may not be necessary for the on-site or off-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial photograph, two different scales, a map legend referencing the soils and soil report, and also a report on prime and other agricultural lands. From the Sussex County Engineering Department, we are advised by memorandum I received today that they make reference to the applicant, the site, the location, size of the parcel. That the project is within the North Coastal Planning Area, that an individual on-site septic system would be proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study or undertaking an amendment would be required, that the proposed project is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. I was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. Lastly, it was referenced, I sent a letter in August of 07 to the Office of State Planning Coordination. Since this application was a rezoning in a low density area, and was advised by Brian Hall, Principal Planner, that although the standing memorandum agreement between our offices would require the project to go through PLUS, Our office is based upon discussion with the developer, members of your office, as well as the site review, consultancy of the proposed project. It is in keeping with the adjacent, proposed, and existing land use activities, and will not require the project to be seen by the PLUS process. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here with a particular interest in this application this evening? If so, once again, I will encourage you to get up and move around, take a look at the close look at the exhibits if you like. Just ask that you would do so quietly. And with that, the chair recognizes Mr. Davidson, but I also have a question for you. Is it just coincidental, this commonality of the name, or?
Yeah, I believe it is coincidental.
Okay, so no family discount? Okay. I was doing my best, you know, I was trying to help you out, but no. All right, proceed, sir.
Good evening. I'm Mark Davidson with Design Consultants Group in Milton, Delaware. I'm here tonight representing Mr. and Mrs. Charles Davidson. And with me tonight is Mr. Charles Davidson and Mrs. Elva Davidson. They are the owners of the property that is the subject of this application. As Mr. Lang stated, the application tonight is for the rezoning of 6 acres to CR1. The property right now is currently zoned. The front portion of the property, approximately 2 acres, is zoned C1, general commercial. The back portion, which is approximately 3.93 or 4 acres, is currently zoned AR1. The property fronts along Delaware Route, or Delaware Route 9, US Route 9, which is also the Georgetown-Lewis Highway. It is approximately 4,000 feet east of Harbison and Delaware Route 5. At the rear of the property is the Penn Central Railroad. On the east side of the property is the lands of the First State Headquarters Incorporated. And on the west side of this piece of property is the Harbison Business Park. Located within the booklets under the commercial site plan, there's an area map showing some of the businesses and commercial uses that are in the area. Just to name a few, west of this piece of property, again adjacent to our property, is the existing Harbison Business Park. Next to that piece of property is Peninsula Masonry. Going on down the line there, you've got the Old Wood Country Furniture Store. There's a bed and breakfast. On the east side of this piece of property, there's the Peachtree Acres facility, as well as the Veggie Shack Farmers Market. And directly across the street from us is the Classic Auto Sales and Storage. The front portion of the site that's zoned 2 acres right now is currently zoned commercial, and it has an existing approximately 7,700 square foot building, which is known as the Donut Connection, and is owned and operated by Mr. and Mrs. Davidson. The existing operation is for the production of the product that they sell in their stores throughout Kent and Sussex counties. If I could hand in my next exhibit board here. Attached to this is also the proposed findings of facts, but there's a map.
Okay.
behind the proposed findings of facts, I've attached the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan future land use map. This property is located within a developing area, according to the county's 2007 comprehensive plan update. The site currently has an existing septic system, which is located in the northeast corner of the piece of property. It's a full depth gravity septic design. The site also has an existing entrance, which has been permitted by DLDOT to utilize the existing site. It was mentioned that that no traffic impact study was required based on restricting some of the uses for this piece of property. Some of those uses were, they mentioned the bakery. Within the booklet under the DLDOT section, I submitted an email from my office to Mr. Brockenbrough, basically clarifying that the existing commercial site right here would not be restricted with that bakery use, being that it's being utilized right now as as the donut connection. Some of the other restrictions within the site were for the back portion of the site, which we don't really see that that this site would be a high use for those types of areas, a filling station, a convenience store, a pharmacy. In my conversations with DLDOT, as far as those uses are concerned, in that letter from DLDOT, and in the last paragraph, it did state, however, because of the proposed change in zoning and expanded use, the applicant will need to apply for a letter of no objection, as well as apply for upgrades to the existing entrance for whatever future uses we determine back here. With that, during that process, if a use that is proposed to be placed on this site, if DLDOT feels that it's a high traffic volume use, then a traffic impact study would be required, and the Davidsons would have to do the study at that time. Also located on this site and within this drawing right here, there is a permitted existing infiltration stormwater basin. That basin is heavily vegetated and acts as the stormwater facility for the existing site. As it right now, it also acts. It also helps with the groundwater recharge. There are no wetlands on site, and the property is not within a floodplain. What we're illustrating here with this site plan is a couple of pad sites in the back. Again, basically looking at the viable use of this site, if we were to get this thing rezoned, what would be to offer a pad site. No particular uses are intended for that. The most important use that the Davidsons would like to be able to do is they'd like to be able to expand their existing facility at this time. To be able to expand that facility, they need to have the zoning as commercial, so that the expansion, as you can see, where the location of this building is, in order for them to expand to the south of the property, they would have to move the stormwater management basin as well as, so it would start to encroach over the zoning line. So having that ability to be able to expand in the future, the commercial zoning is what we are seeking. To give you an idea, the Davidsons currently are in the process of looking at relocating one of their stores in the town of Millsboro. Currently, they're right downtown center, and they just recently received all their approvals to relocate their store along 113 in the town of Millsboro. So they are looking to expand, and this would give them the opportunity to expand their production facility to be able to service all their stores. As Mr. Lank has stated in a letter from the Office of State Planning and Coordination dated August 21st, 2007, they state that this office feels that the proposed project is in keeping with the adjacent proposed and existing land use activities. The proposed findings of facts in which I passed out, I'll just go through them. This parcel is within a Sussex County Comprehensive Plan developing area according to the future land use map. Located in the Sussex County 2007 Comprehensive Plan. Some of the goals of the Comprehensive Plan update and the state's Livable Delaware Initiative with respect to growth in developing areas are located near main arterial roads that are connect major destinations with the county. And the property is located along U.S. Route 9, which is the Georgetown-Lewis Highway. It's the direct route to Delaware Route 1 down in Lewis and the beaches. It is approximately 4,000 feet, less than 1 mile, east of Harbison and Delaware Route 5, which is a north-south route that takes you down to Delaware Route 24 in the Long Neck area, as well as to Delaware Route 1 up just north of the town of Milton. In the study, it also talks about, in some cases, the developing areas are not yet served by sewer and water systems, but have the potential to secure these services either from public or private providers that provide service to nearby locations. Directly across the street from this piece of property is the Beaver Creek community. In that community, Artesian Water supplies water and sewer for that property. They also provide wastewater for properties within the area that's going to be serviced with their Cool Spring facility. In our discussions with Artesian, they're going to a possible future connection between the Beaver Creek communities, the Cool Spring facility, and being able to serve the area. Once this property is developed, we will be the Davidsons will have the opportunity to tie into Artesian's water and wastewater facility. And the incorporation of best design practices, again, the existing stormwater facility on site is infiltration. Our proposal for stormwater for this site to help with groundwater recharge will be to do infiltration practices on site. The applicant will meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements. The project will not have an adverse effect on the neighboring properties or community. As I stated earlier, in the maps that I have provided, I show a 1 to 2 mile radius of area commercial and business uses. There's highly complementary support and services related to nearby business uses should be expected for this piece of property. The project is located in an area where commercial uses exist with varying types of business and social services. The commercial utilization of the property will provide employment opportunities for the residents of the county. The development of the property will generate revenues for Sussex County from building permits, impact fees, inspection fees, and real estate taxes. The CR1 zoning is appropriate since the Sussex County Zoning Code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide sufficient space and appropriate locations for a wide variety of commercial miscellaneous service activities, generally serving a wide area and located particularly along a certain existing major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists. In this case, with the existing commercial use already located on the property and the adjacent and surrounding character of the area, and with the project located along U.S. Route 9, this property falls within the stated purpose of the commercial CR1 district and the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan developing area. At this time, on behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Davidson, we ask that you look in favor of this application. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start once again with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Davidson, as usual, you've provided us with a very detailed exhibit booklet that addresses most of my concerns. I want one point of clarification. DLDOT doesn't have a problem with the current donut operation?
No, they do not.
Good, because, and Mr. Robson, this is a question for you. I don't know if I need to abstain from voting since I enjoy their apple fritters on a regular basis.
Well, they didn't bring any, so I don't.
But point of clarification: the existing property that's zoned C1 is to remain as C1. Is that correct?
Well, the way the application was introduced and advertised, it was advertised as the entire 6 acres to be rezoned to CR1. It was our intention to leave it as C1 and to just rezone the back portion of AR1 to the CR1 zoning, but with the application, the way it was filed and the way it was advertised, I did write a letter to Mr. Lank. He responded, but with the uses that are in a CR1, about the only thing that we would not be able to do would be multifamily housing for the most part without coming back in for a conditional use for that. Again, with the existing use being the donut connection and the back portion being rezoned for CR1, that's the 6 acres of CR1 is...
So we're talking about rezoning the entire parcel, CR1?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
He's going to take the C1 part, change it to CR.
And I did see the section noted as Delta that they agreed that the existing facility could remain, and they were talking about other businesses not being...
That's correct. In the back portion, when we met with DelDOT on that, it was the back 4 acres is what they were talking about, with no convenience stores, filling stations. And
so then this change of zone would not create a problem for your client in terms of expanding his facility?
That's correct. It's not.
Okay. Not. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Report, Mr. Griffin. Mr. Davidson did write me a letter. The application was a little confusing. Survey appeared to be a survey of the whole parcel with a real faint line for the dividing line. And so I responded. I think we're on the same page by what he just said. Is there anything different between a C1 and a CR1? Is multifamily use. It's basically the only difference. They don't intend to use the front for CR or for multifamily use. It makes more sense to be one zoning than two.
I think it makes more sense for it to all be one classification anyway.
Everything else is still permitted.
Yeah, and that removes that multifamily. Mr. Burton.
I have no questions.
All right, so Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looking at your exhibit book, you made application in April of 2007, 3 months ago.
Is that correct?
I see a lot of the correspondence has some dates of 19, 20 some months. Has there, these would be like the letters from Mr. Lank and Brian Hall, Connie Holland's office. Has there been any changes to the site or to DelDOT's interest in this project in the time that the correspondence was generated that would negatively affect this project from going
No,
forward?
Not at all. The correspondence I've had with DelDOT is talking about the deed restrictions that they wanted to on the property for the convenience. But, again, in their letter of December 28, 2006, they state, again, that we have to come forth with a letter of no objection and possibly upgrades to the entrance. If we proposed something that they wanted a restriction on in the rear, at that time they would flag and they would have us do a traffic impact study for the site. So, and again, they do talk about that any use that creates high traffic in the area, that the Davidsons would be required to contribute to any necessary off-site improvements. So whatever turn lanes, deceleration lanes, things of that nature would have to be addressed at that time once we come in. But for the expansion of this facility, they were fine with that as we were proposing it.
Realizing this is a change of zone, and if it were acted favorably on, you'd have a site plan, but nothing has changed that would require any buffers or anything is?
No, nothing.
In that time period. That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Counts?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions, thanks.
All right, then. We thank you, sir. We'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1635, Charles Davidson? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1635? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of your Thursday evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you.